Sportsnet 650.
Soccer analyst Mark Rogers after the Whitecaps jog off with a scoreless draw against the Seattle Sounders after the first leg, leg two going Thursday in Seattle. Mark, a clean sheet for the Caps, but a game that saw all of one shot on goal combined. Was this a good result, bad result, or just an overall indifferent result from a Whitecaps standpoint?
Well, you said it, James. The clean sheet part of the result is important. I mean, that Seattle doesn't walk away with that away goal. You just have to think what could have been. I mean, this is a Seattle team that was massively depleted. You saw Alonso come on as sub, Svensson come on as sub. Both are carrying injuries. Marshall went off. Dempsey suspended. Morris injured. Rodriguez out. I mean, this is a really depleted Seattle team, and I thought it was a great opportunity for them at home to do more than what they did. And they had a very cautious approach, and you have to think, can they turn it on again, sort of like what they did against San Jose down at Seattle? It's going to be a tough task.
Mark, Carl Robinson, I just mentioned it, said after the game that he learned his lesson from Portland. But what was different is he's got a better team with him, and he's got more dynamic players, and he's got a better opportunity to use more of the transition game. And, you know, Yordi Reyna and Christian Chatera, they said were injured. They both came into the game later. Mosquito had a great game earlier. He put this lineup together for a defensive juggernaut, which worked.
Yeah.
But without Clint Dempsey, especially at your own build in your own park as well, it was a great opportunity. They could have scored two or three goals with that, with a dynamic lineup they've done in the past. And even with that, they got four decent defenders. Nowitzki's young, I get it, but I just thought it was a lost opportunity. And I think he was too much thinking about what happened in the past instead of looking forward with a better team.
Steve, I don't disagree. And I, you know, what I don't like about the narrative is that, you know, to keep a clean sheet, you can't try and win the game yourself. You can still keep clean sheets and score.
Absolutely.
You know, to not get a shot on target in your own building with 27,000 people behind you is disappointing. It has to be disappointing. The whole purpose of this game is to try and win. And I think that's the type of mentality you need to have to win a cup. However, when you look at how they lined up, the whole game plan was to try and force Seattle to play into central areas. Like the last two times against the Whitecaps, they got torched in wide areas. You know, you saw the pace of Nuhu, Jones. These are guys, Leerdam, they're very good in wide areas. And so what they tried to do is have in a 4-1-4-1, in the middle, you have Gazal, Chani, and Nosa came in. So you have three very big athletic guys. But here's the flip side of that coin. Although Seattle didn't really generate a whole lot, when the Whitecaps went to transition, they were wholly reliant on Breck Shea, who had a terrible night, and Montero. Because once Chani gets up into those attacking areas, he looks lost.
Yeah.
So they were very predictable in attack. And I think from that standpoint, overly cautious in that type of situation, bearing in mind the team you were playing, how dramatically weakened they were. And the fact that you're going to go to Seattle, a place that's hard to win, although, let's say this, Whitecaps traditionally have had a lot of success down there, not in their last outing, 3-0 loss, but over the last few years have done well. But Seattle's lost one game at home all season. So this is a big ask for the Whitecaps going down there.
And I thought Dasso said it really well in the broadcast last night when he talked about the Whitecaps playing static last night. Like, there was no movement at all. There was no excitement. And as much as Breck Shea is you know, a gamer in the whole bit, when you're that ineffective in the first half, why they kept going to him the second half, I'll never know. Like, that's the time where you make the change.
Yeah, and if you make the change, I thought they could have made those changes far earlier. It's difficult when you're attacking. You know that it's me with the ball at my feet, and I have one supporting player, and that's Montero. It's pretty easy to defend against that. So he just looked off it, and his first touch was off. When he was running with the ball was getting stuck under his feet. He just didn't look like he was there last night. I felt a bit for Montero up front. He was completely on his own and isolated. I didn't think he had a poor performance. He just was starved of service, but Yeah, it was one of those.
He looked like Rooney in every World Cup game.
Yeah, that's cold, man.
Okay, sorry. All right, fair enough.
But no, anyway, it was a difficult night for the Caps. I mean, I thought it was just a really, really cautious approach by them.
Mark, great stuff as always, man. We got to get running here, but we'd love to catch up again later on this week because a lot of questions. I mean, I still want to figure out how a player can be deemed injured but can still play managed minutes. That blew me away.
We can dive into that later this week then, guys.
Absolutely. A lot of head scratching going on for sure. Mark Rogers, Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst, joining us here this morning on the starting lineup.
Sportsnet 650.